Well, one of the legendary performances in all of bass fishing, I don't care if it's a weekend event or a pro trail or anything else, was at Toho in 2001, and it was by Dean Rojas. And Dean, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Terry. It's always a pleasure being on here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, reminisce a little bit about 2001 and an event that happened at Lake Toho. And it's one of those things where you're kind of leading in here to the Bassmaster Classic that's not, you know, too far away. And boy, it's got to be just about the prime time when you guys go down there. But let's reminisce a bit, if we can, about 2001.
Yeah, that was a magical week. You know, there was the second week of January. And just some really unique situations on, you know, on when we got there, basically on the whole weather pattern. Florida had been experiencing a lot of cold weather up until we got there. So the fish really hadn't had a chance to spawn. And right when we showed up, that whole week that we were there, it warmed up to 75 to 80 degrees every day. And for Florida, during that time of the year, you know, that water temperature just skyrocketed. And it was like ringing the dinner bell. Here they come, because they all flooded the bank, and all the big females that have been pinned up for the last, you know, month or so were getting ready to spawn.
Well, right after that event, you and I had the opportunity to talk, and I think one of the things that might have been missed by most of the media was the fact that you stayed out an extra length of time, and you may not have found those fish or saw that these fish were moving up had you not spent that full day on the water.
Yeah, and that's you know, it's exactly right, Terry. The first day of practice that I went there, I went to this one creek that was kind of off of Toho, and I remember going down the creek, and there was this huge clearings down on the bottom, and I didn't know if they were just from carp, you know, just, you know, making little holes down there where they feed and stuff, or if it was bass. And then I went down about another 150 feet, and I saw a little buck, run down the bank, and went about 14 inches, you know. And I told myself, and they looked like beds, you know. They were up next to lily pad stalks and next to rock and, you know, and some, you know, just some big clearings. So 12 o'clock on the last day of practice, when the sun was at its highest, you know, I went over there and looked and found the mother load.
Well, no doubt about the mother load, over 108 pounds of mother load. And I think it was the largest single day record ever caught, also the largest tournament weight ever turned in. And when you think about that, and now you have the opportunity to shift gears almost at the same time of the year, and you're going back to Toho for the Bassmaster Classic.
Well, that just sends chills up my spine every time you say that, Terry. You know, that place down there is a real special lake, and you know, it has the potential for kicking out, you know, a lot of big fish, and we may see this at the Classic. I don't know if we're going to see the big gigantic weight, but you probably will see an 8 or 10 pounder weight in throughout the week.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and a lot has changed since 2001. I mean, you caught these fish basically on the beds, and, you know, I've had the opportunity to be in a boat with you, and I know just how proficient you are with catching bedding fish. But, you know, you could have a little bit of both. I mean, depending on the weather, you could have, you know, fish that are in pre-spawn, fish that are spawning, and then maybe even a few fish that are in post-spawn at that time of year.
Oh, there's no doubt, because the spawn runs from, like, November all the way until, like, you know, April there down in Florida. So, I mean, there will be some big fish up. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, it just can be a matter of finding the clear water to where you can see them, or the areas where they traditionally like to go ahead and spawn, you know, and those are the two factors that, you know, I have to keep in mind. But I'm looking forward to going down there. And the neat thing about it, Terry, you know, it's, you know, we're fishing four different lakes. It's not like we're just fishing on Toho. I mean, Cypress, Hatchinahaw, and Kissimmee, all three of those, they have the potential for kicking out some really big fish also, you know. And when you only put 50 guys out there, you know, everybody gets spread out real thin. So, guys won't be fishing around crowds. They'll have their whole area to themselves probably. And you're just going to see some good fishing, some good catches, and some real consistent weights.
Well, you know, Dean, I'm very curious, and I think most of the people who follow bass fishing are, you know, changing the event from an August event to a February event, the Classic, that is going to be something that's going to be neat to watch. And, you know, most of us that live in the Midwest or above the Mason-Dixon, you know, we're chomping at the bit, because that's going to give us an opportunity to get out of the house and maybe go someplace where it's warmer. I'm kind of curious to see what kind of crowds are going to have at this year's event.
Yeah, you know, because it's always been held over the summer, and a lot of the families take their family vacation because the kids are out of school. Come on down and watch the Bassmaster's Classic. But being where it's at this year on Toho, you know, I would assume that the crowds will be just as great, if not greater, because of the significance of us breaking the record down there.
Well, and I know there's a lot of snowbirds because, you know, when you live in Illinois, you get to see that opportunity a lot. And, you know, there's a lot of people that live down there during that time of year. And also a great time to vacation is in those early months of the year.
Sure.
So it should be good. And, you know, I guess, Dean, it should be just absolutely outstanding event. I think the boat traffic will be, you know, as you mentioned, you only have 51 competitors, but you also have a good group of people that will be watching you and learning from you.
Yeah, even when I broke the record, man, the guys who were following me throughout the whole 4 days of the competition, they were more than courteous. You know, they stayed way back, and any time I was setting up on a fish, they just you know, kind of kept their distance and didn't really crowd in, and they just wanted to watch, you know. And as a competitor, I mean, that's all you could ever ask.
Well, I was fortunate, you know, I guess unfortunate the fact that I wasn't there, but I was fortunate that I had a lot of friends down there, and I got phone call after phone call. You're not going to believe this, Brownie. You're not going to believe what's happening here, and no question about it, a special, special week for you.
Yeah, you know, and people come up to me, and it's almost like when, you know, I don't want to use this analogy, you know, to mean anything bad, but you know, everybody remembers where they were at, you know, during the terrorist attack. It's the same thing with mine. Everybody remembers when they first heard it, and I have fans coming up to me and say, you know, I was on a lake and I got a phone call from a buddy, you know, that said, oh, you're not going to believe what happened, or, you know, that night on the internet, or just, you know, people come up to me and say, man, I just, you know, I remember when I read that for the very first time, and I was aww.
Well, you know, Dean, it's a special, special time. Now, I'm going to shift gears with you here a little bit, and I want to talk about the silly season a little bit. You know, NASCAR coined this thing the silly season. It happens during the time between the last race and the first race of the year at Daytona. And this year has been unbelievable, and you've had a lot of things happen for you.
Yeah, it's been a very busy silly season, or off season for me. It's with everything that's been changing the bass fishing arena right now. It's you know, I've had to make some adjustments on a lot on how I structure everything for next year because of cost wise. It's becoming very expensive to play. But then again, you know, I'm investing in my future, so I look at it as a positive way of really, you know, doing very well next year. So it's all what you put into it, you know. And I'm putting a lot into it, a lot of emphasis, a lot of time and effort, and hopefully the payout will be even grander than I expected. And it's just gonna be a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, a lot of time on the phone talking with sponsors and companies. And trying to get everything situated, and my schedule is a little bit heavier next year than it was this year. So I just need to step it up a little bit more next year, and I can do it.
Well, boat and motor sponsors stayed the same, but you've had a lot of other changes in your sponsor arsenal.
Yeah, I picked up four new sponsors. I picked up Lowrance as one of them. I also picked up the Bassaholics, which is a clothing line that's based out here on the West Coast. I picked up McCoy Fishing Products, and I'm bringing back another one that was one of my first sponsors ever when I was back 19 years old. He's coming back aboard. It's Anglers Arsenal, and it's a tackle retailer, but they also produce Western Plastics, which is a hand-poured company that builds custom baits. And we're going to be coming out with my Dean Rojas Sightmaster kit. These are some of the secret baits that I've been throwing for the last 8 or 9 years that I really haven't told many people about, and these are baits that only my amateurs have seen, and only a few pros have seen them. But we're going to be coming out with kits, and they'll be introduced there at the Bassmasters Classic down there on Lake Tahoe.
Well, I got to tell you, folks, you got to know that I peeked a look at that box, and you need one.
Oh yeah, it's got all the good stuff in there.
No doubt about it. Well, Dean, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Wish you the best of luck in the upcoming tour season, and I'll see you at Toho.
Look forward to seeing you, Terry. Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.